As the coronavirus pandemic forces the nation to disconnect from usual routines, communities of faith tried all the harder to hold on to each other and offer solace. Many turned to worship online, some as a regular part of the program, others for the first time using meeting programs such as Zoom. Here's an audio postcard of the Bloomington Normal Churches and how they connected yesterday.
For those of you connecting with us by video conference this morning, I invite you to participate by clicking on the chat icon.
We are practicing social distancing, which for some Lutherans should come fairly naturally. However, if you're really worried about, but still want to come to church and worried about contact with other humans, the front row is always a safe bet. Probably keep a pew's distance away from your neighbor.
This is a unique time for sure in the church. A unique time in our country and world. And I pray deeply that in this time that God would show you that He is present. He is with you wherever it is that you are. In the meantime, I pray that God would bless you and keep you, that He'd make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you, that He would look upon you with His favor and in this time give you His peace.
I'm so glad you're joining us today so that we may claim this time for peace, joy, and fellowship.
Our first breath is followed by our first song, We Are the Music. As we sing together, voices blend to create a harmony, each voice enriched by its connection to the next. We are the music.
I'm here to tell you today that a fearless church cannot and will not ever be canceled. And we are here to celebrate that with you today. Even though we're not present together here in person, the church has never been about the building. The church has always been about the people of God. And so Eastview Christian Church is not canceled today. It's gathering in thousands of homes all over this community.
We've been going through and talking about some of the ways that we can see anxiety and fear, and what does God have to say about that. And so we're glad that you're here with us.
We're in extreme circumstances, so we trust that God's grace and mercy and forgiveness follow us all the days of our life, even as we practice these slightly different ways of gathering, of doing worship.
You know what? God knew that there was going to be a day that we need to be prepared to be able to be the church online.
The church is bigger than the coronavirus. The church is bigger than your fears. The church is bigger than all the concerns you have and what might or might not happen in the coming weeks.
No matter what you're doing, if you're with someone, I want to encourage you. I would say hold hands, but don't. Or if you do, wash them 20 seconds afterwards. But we want to pray today for our nation, for those that are being affected.
Now, as we prepare to take communion, and maybe for some of you, this is the first time you've ever thought about taking communion at home with your family. And so in just a minute, we're going to encourage you to go find something. You can use bread or a cracker and some juice. If you can't find anything, don't stress out. Just sit there and we're going to reflect as we play a song.
God, I pray that you'd be the peace to people right now that need peace. God, I pray that you'd heal those that need to be healed. God, I pray that you would allow us to have a calm that would come over us even in the midst of chaos.
Be with all those medical professionals who work at this time who are at risk. Be with those who don't know where to turn to. Be with us who are able to help.
We're all beginning to stay home and isolate ourselves. And very likely we feel alone and disconnected. But let me admonish you, do not be deceived and do not lose heart.
So I want you to be so intentional. Because here's the deal, you're not going to speak positivity just because it comes natural to you. You're going to have to be intentional with what you're saying. So focus on that this next season that we're in. Just speak positive. Don't just encourage others with your words, encourage yourself.
This time of isolation is actually a time when millions of people are setting aside their differences and working together to solve a difficult problem that affects all of us.
And so I pray, God, that as you, for a season, scatter us, that it would be like the apostles who were once scattered from Jerusalem because of persecution. Lord, you used that to advance your gospel.
And by social distancing, we are actually banding together and caring for each other. We are acting as one huge family of humanity.
May we, Lord, receive your love and grace and share it freely, intentionally connecting with each other in a spirit of love and compassion.
We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. peace we carry in our hearts always.
Have a great day, everybody. Thanks again for joining us. It's so good to be together.
You heard online voices of members and ministers from Trinity Lutheran Church, Eastview Christian Church, Vail Church, First Assembly of God, St. John's Lutheran, and the Unitarian Universalist Church, all of Bloomington Normal.